and they served grits with the meal. I got where I liked it, and I started asking Mother to serve grits, and she would refuse to serve them like people around here would serve them, and she'd bake them in loaves with cheese in them, and which were good, you know. But not a breakfast food around here. My wife says she never, growing up, had rice as a side dish at dinner or with a main meal. It was a breakfast food. You'd put milk and sugar on it. You'd eat it like a hot breakfast.
And that was common fare for this area?
This area, or creeping over from Louisiana.
Is any rice grown in Texas?
In Texas, quite a bit, but not around here. Most of that's down around Houston.
Well, what about some terms for homemade alcohol, specifically the type you hear about being made on the hill somewhere illegally?
Yeah, moonshine, lightning, white lightning, corn squeezings.
About this, I think, when we were walking around.
Yeah, I was just trying to remember whether we had that on tape or not. No. Another load.
We'll bring in some more in.
Thank you. No.
You got a big moving van to bring this in? Your expression. Say if, something's cooking in the kitchen and it makes a good impression, you might say, just
smells good. Smells terrific.
You mentioned syrup a minute ago. Is there anything like syrup? Maybe
sorghum?
Is that just what you call it?
Or sorghum syrup. Or ribbon cane syrup.
Different types?
Yes.
Is there another name for something like syrup? Might possibly be a little different. Not sorghum or Reuben cane.
Sweet? Cairo is the only thing I know.
What about molasses?
Yeah.
Now, syrup molasses, are they the same to you?
No.
What's the difference?
I couldn't tell you right off.
You think one possibly being thicker or darker?
Molasses is thicker and darker.
I see. Say if I had a belt and it was made out of cowhide and nothing else. To emphasize that, I might say, well, now, this isn't artificial cowhide, this is
genuine.
Or say if in the days before sugar was so prepackaged like it is now, it might have been sold right out of a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say it's being sold that way?
By the pound?
Ever heard any other expressions?
That's how I'd, you know, describe nails being sold. It's the only thing, you know, my experience, you know, no.
Have you ever heard people say anything like it's being sold in bulk?
Well, that would imply to me that they're buying the entire barrel.
Entire barrel. What about sold loose? You ever heard that?
No.
This is something else that you might have for breakfast. You might spread it over your biscuits rather than syrup. Might add different kinds of fruit.
And preserves or jelly or jam.
And the condiments that everybody has at the table have shakers for.
Salt and pepper.
And, say if I had a bowl of peaches and apples and I offered it to you, you might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but.
I'll take an apple.
Any other way of saying it? Like if I had something that you wanted immediately. You'd say that.
Give me an apple.